What a privilege to have this discussion with you just a couple of weeks away from a national election in South Africa. Did you know that more than 70 nations have their national elections this year? So I want to start with a statement. The statement is, everyone is listening to someone. Think about that. Everyone is listening to someone. Every business leader has someone who influences their decisions. Every principal of a school has voices that are speaking into their leadership. And that is true definitely for government and governance on every kind of a level. When we look at scripture, we see that very often there were spiritual leaders who were the voice, who were speaking into the decisions of kings and other levels of leadership. Let me remind you that Pharaoh listened to Moses. Joseph spoke into and had a voice in the house of Potiphar. He also had a voice to the prison warden and ultimately also in the house of Pharaoh. King David allowed the prophet Nathan to speak to him. He opened his heart and his mind to the influence of spiritual leadership. We see the same in the book of Esther, in the book of Nehemiah, and in the book of Daniel, how kings and kingdom representatives had this particular kind of a relationship. So here's the question for us that we have to consider today. Who has the ear of the king? Who has the ear of the king? Let's start in your local community. If you just think about the leaders around where you work or where you live, who has the ear of the local political leader? Who are the people who have influence in how that person is applying their leadership? Let's look at other civil organizations. Every leader there has an influence from some direction. And we want to consider the influence in local leaders, and this you can take right up to the highest level of presidents and prime ministers. Everyone has someone who has their ear. Now, Doxa Deo has a core message that is the departure point of our vision, and it comes from Habakkuk 2 verse 14, that the knowledge of the glory of God will cover and fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. So here's the desire that comes out of that scripture, is we sense a call from God. We sense that we are the ones who carry the knowledge of God, and we flood our community and we flood society with the knowledge of the glory of God. The word glory immediately implies influence. It is the word that spoke about the weight of the influence of a person. So the weight of the influence of God is facilitated in our communities through you and me as representatives of God. That means that we have to consider and think about the concept of influence or voice in the ear of local leadership. I've seen this play out in so many places. I'm thinking of a particular school principal who did have a governing board, but there was a friendship connection with one of the parents that grew to a point where that parent became a very positive voice and influence in the decision-making of that school principal. This creates a fantastic opportunity for the kingdom of God. If we understand that we are the voice of the glory of God, then our relationship with local leaders, right up to the highest level, our relationship with political and government leaders, is an opportunity for us to get a voice on behalf of the kingdom of God and behalf of the vision of this movement and this ministry. I think Jesus had something like this in mind when we read the metaphor that he chooses to use, is that you are the light of the world. It's a metaphor that talks about possible darkness. It talks about the influence that limits and that is negative, and that we are the ones who light up, who bring enlightenment. We are the ones who bring perspective. And he puts it this way, and we love just the way that the Message Bible talks about this. Here's another way to put it. You are here to be light. You are bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. And now that I've put you there on a hilltop and on a light stand, shine. Every one of us already have influence in the lives of other people. The only choice that we have is the quality of the influence. And we see in the dream from Habakkuk 2 verse 14 and in the dream that Jesus Christ has, that we are the salt of the earth. We bring out God flavors. You cannot bring out God flavor if you separate yourself from people. It is in the relationship, in the friendship, in the collaboration, in the doing life together, doing school together, doing business together, doing governance together, that the kingdom of God gets influence through you and me. Just as light brings perspective, I believe that God wants to use you and me to bring perspective and to have the ear of the king. If we don't do it, somebody once said that evil will abound where good men, good women choose to do nothing. Well, let's zoom in a little bit on this concept and make it even more practical. I believe that the kingdom of God has at least two dimensions of influence. And the first one is known as Christian morality. So we are the moral voice of this planet. Christianity is the moral compass. The Word of God is the handbook for morality in society. It teaches us the values that was revealed through Christ to us. The fact that people are valuable, the fact that love is the foundation of God's interaction with humanity, and respect for individuality, and respect for community, respect for God, and also all of those dimensions as revealed by the fruit of the Holy Spirit, those are the elements of Christian morality that we need to bring to society. But unfortunately, many, many, many Christ followers only focus on morality. There is a second dimension of the kingdom of God that is urgently needed in every level of leadership in your community, and that is the kingdom influence of social justice. What do we mean by that? Let's look at a school principal. Yes, obviously we want the leadership, the principal, the management, and the teachers to live out the values of Christ, to work with children from the perspective of how God sees them. But there's a second dimension that we must not forget. If the administration and the quality of the processes of education is not up to standard, if the justice, the social systemic dimensions are broken, then morality will not be executed at the level that we dream about. It's the same for governance. You know, in 1 Timothy 2, we find the challenge from Paul to a young Timothy. And he says, Timothy, I want you, 1 Timothy 2, verse 1. First of all, I urge you that supplications and prayers, intercession, thanksgiving, that's a high energy of spiritual engagement, that it be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions. So let's pray. Let's trust God for the moral side of the influence of Christians in society. Then he also says, because we need to pray that people in high positions will bring us a peaceful and quiet life that will be godly and dignified. It's in these two dimensions, talking about a peaceful, quiet life, that's social justice. It talks about the effective systems and systemic dimensions of society, effectiveness in how people engage one another. And then also it must be godly and dignified. And that's where the moral law or the moral compass comes into play. So now, you know, as we look forward to the elections, people sometimes will ask the question, who should we vote for? How do I choose which party? And in many instances, Christians would typically side with parties who support the moral values of the kingdom of God. But there's a second dimension. Our civil servants are supposed to bring good governance, that there will be social justice, that things will be set right and people will be treated right in society, that local services are addressed at the right level. And I just want to encourage you, when you choose and when you have conversations about who do we support, let's not just lean on the one side to Christian morality, but let's add the second question and say we also want good governance. Let me read it to you again from 1 Timothy. It says, pray for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, that there will be shalom in society, social justice, and that it will be godly and dignified in every way. This is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who also desires that people will be saved, but that they will come to the knowledge of the truth. These two dimensions are so, so, so critical. Well, I actually also want to encourage us not just to vote. I think that is the social just thing to do, is to cast your vote, to have your voice heard. But there are also other practical ways that we can go and serve at the voting stations, and that we can even register to be independent auditors at some of those voting stations. There are so many practical things that we can do in a year of elections to make the voice of the kingdom of God heard in the ears of society. Let me tell you that the future is in the hands of influencers and thought leaders in society. The future of this planet, the future of your community, your city, and your nation is in the hand of the influencers and the thought leaders in that society. There are so many examples across the world that I can share testimonies from the USA to South Africa and in London, where we see that people who are Christ followers build relationship with people who are in positions of influence, with a perspective of becoming a voice, yes, on the side of the moral law, of the moral values of the kingdom, but also on the side of good governance. And I want to encourage us as we pray the Lord's Prayer, our Father who is in heaven, let your kingdom come, Lord. Let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Many of us pray that prayer with an external focus. We're looking around and saying, Lord, will you use somebody, send an angel from heaven so that the kingdom of God can come on earth. There's a new understanding for Christians in a time like this. We are the carriers of the light of heaven. We are the ones who bring the will of God to society. But you will never have the ear of the king. That is your local political leader, your school principal, your business leader, and to up into whatever different dimensions, even to national levels. We will not have the ear of the king if we are not willing to go and serve and to bring the heart of the kingdom of God, which is relationship and love, with this simple question: how can we serve you? And people who serve get an open door, just like Joseph did, for influence. I have a deep desire that this will be a year where the acceleration of the knowledge of the glory of God will change the way that society works. Well, let me tell you how it's going to happen. People like me and you, who make effort to build relationships with people in places of influence, we will see that the kingdom of God will come on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. The best thing that I think you can do with this content is to just take a couple of minutes, take a notebook, and jot down the highlights and maybe one or two action steps. But probably on top of that, I want to remind you that you learn much more when you share it with others than you have by just listening to it. I want to challenge you to find somebody that you can share your own experience and maybe share some of the content. And may that release a new level, not just of understanding, but also of impact in your life.